Saturday Afternoon Session, Elder Garrett W. Gong, of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. A Campfire of Faith. Some years ago, Elder Richard G. Scott, a member of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, kindly invited, "Garrett, would you like to watercolor with me?" Elder Scott said painting helped him observe and create. He has written, "Attempt to be creative, even if the results are modest. Creativity can engender a spirit of gratitude for life and for what the Lord has woven into your being. If you choose wisely, it doesn't have to absorb a lot of time." As we painted, we talked about faith. How, as we face the light and warmth of a campfire, we leave the darkness and uncertainty behind us. How on sometimes long, lonely nights, our campfire of faith can give hope and assurance. And the dawn does come. Our campfire of faith, our memories, experiences, and heritage of faith in God's goodness and tender mercies in our life has strengthened us through the night. My testimony is for those who seek, allow, and live for it, the dawn of faith, sometimes gradually, will come or can return. The light will come when we desire and seek it, when we are patient and obedient to God's commandments, when we are open to God's grace, healing, and covenants. Our campfire of faith can encourage us in 5 ways. First, our campfire of faith can encourage us to find joy in wholesome creativity. Second, our campfire of faith can encourage us to minister in new, higher, and holier spirit-filled ways. A third campfire of faith encouragement, creative gospel joy and blessings come when we seek to love the Lord and others with all our hearts and souls. Fourth, our campfire of faith encourages us to establish regular patterns of righteous living that deepen faith and spirituality. Fifth, as we keep the best of familiar patterns while seeking new and holier ways to love God and help us and others prepare to meet Him, our campfire of faith can encourage us to remember perfection is in Christ, not in ourselves or in the perfectionism of the world. May His blessings and enduring joy be ours as we warm our hearts and hopes and commitment at our campfire of faith. See the full address at conference.lds.org. Read by Noah Strongin.